record saying that Rudy Owens is the best pitcher in Altoona Curve history. We certainly did not see that last night. Rudy Owens got roughed up in the second inning by the Harrisburg Senators as Harrisburg beat the Altoona Curve 10-5 in Game 1 of the Western Division playoffs. We're going to go out live right now to Blair County Ballpark and welcome in Tim Williams. He is founder and operator of a very good website called PiratesProspects.com. Tim covers and follows all of the minor leaguers throughout the Pirates system. Tim, how are you?
Hey, doing good, Corey. How are you doing?
Doing very well. Thanks so much for taking the time to join us. Hopefully you're having a good time in Altoona. But what we saw from Rudy Owens last night, very surprising, Tim. Why did he struggle so much?
You know, this question's there. You never know if the 8-day layoff kind of hurt him. He's usually such a consistent pitcher. You know, he's great with his control. Owens has always looked good when I've seen him in the past. And yeah, just last night it was just a totally different pitcher. You have to wonder how much the 8-day layoff hurt him there, or you know what the exact problem was. And you know, luckily the bullpen was able to recover for a little bit, but they ended up letting it get away towards later in the game.
Rudy Owens walked 3 batters. He had only walked 4 batters in his last 8 starts. He only walked 23 guys in 150 innings during the regular season. I was sitting behind home plate for his entire outing. He was just barely missing, but he still was missing. To me, that was the most surprising thing I saw, Tim, was that he just couldn't find control.
Yeah, and you know, it wasn't a situation where the strike zone was off. The strike zone looked great last night, and it was just one of those, you know, it was a rare outing because the bread and butter for Owens is his, you know, he's such a great consistent pitcher. You know, he has total command of his pitches, and last night, you know, he just didn't have that. And you know, what a bad time for the control to escape him game one of the playoffs.
Going into game two tonight, lefty Jeff Locke, who obviously came to the Pirates in last year's trade with Nate McLeod for the Braves, he will pitch for the Curve tonight. So the Curve's hopes for the season at this point, you can't go down 0-2 going to Harrisburg. So Jeff Locke has to come out and perform well tonight. He didn't perform well in his last regular season start at Bowie, Tim, allowing 7 runs. But other than that, Jeff Locke has been very good all season long. What would you expect from him tonight?
Well, you know, Locke can be a very good pitcher when he's got his curveball working. That curveball, when he can control it, when he has it under control, that's a great strikeout pitch. Makes him a very, very difficult pitcher, and I think that's been the reason for his success this year, both at Bradenton and here in Altoona. And you know, this is a big game for Altoona, trying to even up the series in this best of 5 series, and they're definitely going to need Locke to be at his best. And yeah, he's definitely a guy who can even up the series for them with a good outing. So hopefully it's not the same as the last outing. Hopefully it's more of what we've been seeing all season out of him.
We're joined by Tim Williams, owner and operator, founder of PiratesProspects.com. He follows all the minor leaguers throughout the Buccos system. We'll see Justin Wilson tomorrow in Harrisburg in Game 3. He's obviously had an outstanding season as well. Tim, if you could, when you're evaluating this Altoona Curve roster, it was a fun team to watch all season. They put together a very good record at 82-60. But from a prospect standpoint, let's break down some of these guys. If you had to rank your top 5 prospects for this Curve team in particular, with you know regard to future potential major league success, who would you put 1 through 5?
Well, you know, the Pirates had a lot of guys enter the major league level this year on the hitting side with Alvarez, Tabata, and the big surprise, and Neil Walker. But they've kind of lacked pitching, and that's a good thing looking at the Altoona team because a lot of the top prospects are the pitching prospects. My personal rankings, I would definitely have Brian Morris number 1. He hasn't exactly had the best numbers out of all of these Altoona pitchers, but he definitely has the best stuff and the best potential upside. Number 2, I would probably go 2 and 3, Owens and Locke. I don't know exactly what order I'd have them in. You know, Owens is, you know, he's probably, I'd rate him slightly ahead because of just, you know, he's a special pitcher with the amount of pitches he has, the control he has. But Locke, again, you know, he might have the better upside. He might be, you know, a potential number 2 starter is what I have him at. Number 3, I would have to go, you know, might be a little, some might disagree based on the season he's having, but I actually like Chase Darno with the season he's having actually at number 4 behind Owens and Locke. And then number 5, I would probably have to go with Justin Wilson there. You know, he's got some control issues. He's not exactly consistent, but he definitely has the stuff when his control is on. It's he's a very good pitcher, and so four of the top five there, you've got pitchers, and all four of those guys could be in the majors by this time next year. So yeah, that would be a big boost for the Pirates at the major league level.
I've called them the Fantastic Four. When you put all four of them in the rotation, that makes up the best rotation the Curve have ever seen. Now, clearly, Morris is in the bullpen now. They had to move him to the bullpen to keep him from piling up a lot of innings. But it was interesting because you ranked Morris ahead of Owens, and I can't really argue with that too much. I personally would put Owens ahead because we've seen him succeed more at Double A already. But you're right, Morris does have better stuff. He can get it up to 94 miles an hour, and what do you think Morris's potential is? Could he be a number one guy down the road, or is he looking at most likely a number two starter?
Well, with Morris, the big question is the injuries. I mean, he's had the he had the injury issues. That's why his stock fell with the Dodgers. He came over with the Pirates. They did a lot of stuff with his mechanics last year. And it's really a question, his potential is linked to that injury history and whether he will be healthy in the future or whether he will, get bit by that injury bug again. I could definitely see him being a number two guy in the majors. And when I say number two, a number two on a normal contender, not so much a number two based on what the current Pirate rotation is right now. The reason I like him above Owens, Owens has obviously had the better numbers, but Morris, he has the better stuff. And when you go, one level up, two levels up, that's where that stuff is going to help Morris more so than it would help Owens.
We're joined by Tim Williams. He is the founder and operator of PiratesProspects.com. Stuff in projecting pitchers is always a fascinating discussion, and you follow the Pirates' entire minor league system very closely. We've seen all these guys come through Altoona for 12 years, guys like Paul Mahalam and Sean Burnett and Zach Duke. There is speculation out, by the way, now that the Pirates will not tender Zach Duke at the end of the year, which shouldn't surprise anyone, as inconsistent as he's been. But when you start to talk stuff, Tim, it's such a subjective type of discussion. Charlie Morton has great stuff. There's no doubt about it. Morton, if you just look at his stuff, it's fantastic. Ian Snell, I would argue, has the best stuff of any pitcher we've ever seen in Altoona. But where the discussion turns interesting is, okay, fine, you got stuff. Can you get anybody out?
Well, that's the most important question, because you can have all the tools, you can have all the numbers at Double A. But at the end of the day, it all comes down to, can you do it in Pittsburgh? And that's why stuff is so important at this level, because generally stuff is what's going to project the major league players. You have so many people like, Owens, who throw in the lower 90s, have good control. But typically those pitchers don't have the same success as a guy with, the stuff that Morris has. Now, Owens is kind of a special pitcher. I think he could, he could kind of break that trend. He could be one of those rare pitchers who is just a total finesse pitcher but has success at the major league level. I think that's totally possible. But when you're talking about stuff, I think that Morris probably has the best chance to succeed at the upper levels just because of the stuff he has. Now, obviously, he could turn into a Charlie Morton or an Ian Snell, and that's always the risk you run with pretty much any pitcher. But I would rather have a pitcher who has the mid-90s fastball, who has the better stuff, than have a pitcher who is more of a soft tosser, because that's going to give you a better chance every time, despite the Ian Snells and the Charlie Mortons.
We went through this process in 2004 when the Altoona Curve had an outstanding team. They finished 85-56. Won the Eastern League's Southern Division going away. Brad Eldred had the monumental month of August with 50 RBIs, 14 home runs in 1 month. It was incredible. That team had Chris Duffy, Nate McClouth, Zach Duke, Ian Snell, Ronnie Paulino. I remember thinking back to that time, and the discussion within the Pirates system was, these are the guys that are going to help us turn it around. And you know what? They didn't. Eldred was a major bust. Duke is unbelievably, maddeningly inconsistent. Duffy, they tinkered with his batting stance or with his approach at the plate. He never worked out. McClouth, they got a couple good years out of him. Didn't work out. Jeff Kepinger, they traded. But you see where I'm going with this. That the last time we had this caliber of prospects in Double A, Tim, they didn't pan out in Pittsburgh. Now, there are some guys that are panning out right now, it appears, in Alvarez and Tabata and Neil Walker. and McCutcheon. But what's to say that who's to say that these guys on this Curve team, Tim, do you see them being slam dunks in the major leagues? Do you see them having major holes that they're going to have to overcome down the road? And if we're looking at these guys 5 or 6 years from now, could we be looking at them in the same realm as we did with those Curve players from 2004?
Well, first of all, you have to look at the system as a whole. And the problem, the ultimate problem last time around, you know, around 2004, is the Pirates never had a player like Alvarez. They never had a player like Cabada. You know, they didn't have that star player that, you know, all the other support players could kind of rally around, that everybody, you know, that would kind of anchor down the lineup, anchor down the rotation. So, you know, I think having Alvarez in the majors right now helps that. Having Cabada, you know, having those guys definitely helps. As for the current Altoona team, you know, there's a lot of guys who could definitely be impact guys. There's, you know, Morris could, if he realizes his potential, could be a number two guy in the rotation. Owens could definitely be a special pitcher. Locke, he has the potential, and, you know, there's no guarantee that any one of them will succeed, but they all do have the potential. Then they recently acquired Andrew Lambeau from the Dodgers. He was the number one prospect in the Dodgers system heading into last season. And, you know, his stock kind of fell, but he's been looking great ever since he came to Altoona after the Octavio Dotel trade. So, you know, it's hard to project, let alone, you know, it's hard to project a player reaching the majors, let alone how much impact they're going to have. But I'd definitely say there's going to be some guys who have the potential to be impact players in the majors. And with Alvarez and Tabata already in the majors, you know, they don't need to worry about being the top guns. They just need to help those guys out.
One last thing for you, Tim. I know you rank all the prospects throughout the Pirates system as well. Jameson Taillon signed now, Stetson Alley signed. You know, if you had to come up with your top five overall prospects for the Pirates going into the offseason, who would they be?
Well, you know, Taillon is definitely number one. He's just, you know, an amazing arm, a guy who, you know, the Pirates haven't had that type of talent since Doug Drabek left. So he's pretty much the consensus number one. Number two, I would probably have to go Tony Sanchez. He had, you know, kind of disappointing with the injuries this year, but his performance was great when he was healthy. He's also a great guy. You know, he's definitely a guy to watch heading into next year. He'll probably be in Altoona next year, so Altoona can look forward to seeing him. Number three, I would have to go with, I would say, either Stetson Alley or Brian Morris. Again, it's an issue of potential. It's an issue of, you know, which player. You've got Alley, who's so far off. Both of them have great stuff. You have Morris closer to the majors. And, you know, both of them have the stuff to make it. And then, you know, I would put probably put Morris or Alley, whichever one I didn't have there, at number four. I would probably get Morris three, Alley four. And then at five, I like Starling Marte, who is a just very great outfielder in Bradenton this year. Also had some issues with injuries, was hit in the hand, had his hamate bone removed. And he is a, you know, very toolsy outfielder. He could be in the majors in a few years. He's a very special player and a guy that, you know, could also be in Altoona next year. So that would be my top five.
I'm going to give you 1 minute to discuss where you think Josh Harrison fits in as a prospect. I've spoken many times on the show and written in the Altoona Mirror. I like Harrison. I think he's an undervalued guy. I do think he could be an everyday second baseman because he can hit. Yes, I know he's got some work to do defensively, but I know a lot of people don't agree with me. So what is Josh Harrison's potential, Tim?
Well, you know, we were talking about Harrison last night, and, you know, I like him. I think he has got a lot of good skills, a lot of a lot of tools. He's a very fast player. He makes great contact. He swings at a lot of stuff. And the guy I kind of compare him to is kind of a Freddie Sanchez type player, is what Pirates fans would kind of, you know, get the comparison. He, you know, Harrison swings at so much. You know, he's doesn't really have the best plate discipline. But at the same time, he has such a good contact rate that he's going to make contact with everything. He's not going to strike out a lot. He's going to get a lot of hits. He's going to hit for average, and he's got great speed on the bases. However, the problem with him is, you know, defensively, he doesn't have a true position, and I think that's the thing that holds him back from being a potential starter and puts him more in the, you know, super utility role as his upside in the majors one day.
How about Matt Hague? I know Harrison was the last guy I said I would ask you about, but Hague is another intriguing kind of tweener prospect as well.
Yeah, well, hey, you know, he's been hitting for average ever since he turned pro, and the average is impressive. You know, he hits a lot of doubles, doesn't have as many home runs as you would want from a first baseman, but he does have the doubles. The big question with him is, can he hit at this level, you know, the current pace he's on, can he do that two levels up in the majors? You know, you obviously can't project that he will do the exact same thing in the majors, but if he could do that with the defense that he has as one of the best defenders in the, you know, at first base in the minors, he could definitely be a starter in the majors if he can do what he's doing now in the major league level.
Tim, really appreciate the time. You can check out the website. It is piratesprospects.com. Tim knows his stuff about the Pirates minor leaguers. Very good information. Thanks so much, Tim. We'll see you out at the ballpark.
All right. See you there, Corey.
Thanks so much.